There's a war on America as founded. There's a war on American history. We're going to talk about that right now with Jarrett Stepman, who is an author and a writer with the Daily Signal, which is a product of Heritage, the Heritage Foundation. Jarrett has also written a book on the war on history. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Jarrett Stepman, it's great to have you back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
Sure. Now, I understand that recently the school board of San Francisco voted to change the names of 44 public schools in San Francisco, about a third of the number of schools in that city. And the reason for doing this is the seventh largest school board, apparently, in the whole country, or seventh largest school district. The reason they're doing this is because they want to get rid of some aspects of American history. But these include the names of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Paul Revere. And it's like, wow, what is going on? Talk about this.
It really is incredible. I remember just a few years ago when people thought that it was only a few more obscure historical figures who were coming under siege. And little did they think that it was going to actually ultimately be Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. I mean, we're really at the point where every single face on Mount Rushmore, including Mount Rushmore itself, is being called upon to be canceled in this purge of American history. It really is stunning. It's stunning to see, especially the announcement made by the school board there in San Francisco, calling men like Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, dishonorable figures from America's past that they have reason to cancel. I think it's a stunning thing for a school board, especially when you think that they're teaching and educating young children. That is ultimately their responsibility. Yet they're trying to disappear some of the most leading lights, not just of American civilization, but of world history. I think that really is a stunning thing that's happening. And again, as you said, this is not just a small town somewhere. This is not just an obscure event. This is a large school district in one of America's most prominent cities.
Okay, the New Yorker recently did an interview with the San Francisco School Board President, Gabriela Lopez, who's only 30 years old. She's a former school teacher, and she's one of the leading charges here against this whole thing about, the kids learning about American history. In fact, Lopez was elected on a campaign to cancel history. I'm going to read what she said about Abraham Lincoln. Okay, this is Lopez. It sounds like her language, by the way, is just kind of discombobulated. I mean, she's talking like a millennial or even a later than a millennial, if you will. I think Lincoln gets more praise than the, how can I say this? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that Lincoln is not someone that I typically tend to admire or see as a hero because of these specific instances where he has contributed to the pain of the decimation of people. That's not something that I want to ignore. It's something that I'm learning about and that I know it's not often spoken about. And I guess in the fairness of her, she's talking about some episode in Abraham Lincoln's life where there was an uprising of some Native Americans, and Lincoln authorized the execution of 38 of the leaders. What people tend to leave out in that particular episode is that the Minnesota governor was going to execute 300, and Lincoln limited that number down to 38 of the specific leaders. But talk about that. Let's focus on Lincoln for a few minutes, because I knew you and I have even discussed this in previous times. Abraham Lincoln, cancel culture is going after Lincoln.
It really is. This started, there were certainly hotspots around the country. I know the University of Wisconsin-Madison was already leading this campaign to get rid of a Lincoln statue at the school. Amazing to hear somebody on a school board, a 30-year-old woman, who's saying essentially that she doesn't really look up or admire Abraham Lincoln. Of course, I'm making short shrift of that story that you just recounted. I mean, this was Abraham Lincoln making these decisions during the American Civil War, when there was a major crisis, actually stepped down through that war and made this decision, actually saving a lot of lives in what was a very ugly incident. And it goes to essentially what this whole cancel campaign, not just at San Francisco in the school district, but around the country. It oftentimes, they take the worst what the seemingly worst aspect of any person without any context, a larger context to what the events are happening around the world, what the person's life is, what American society is, just to make sure that they get canceled. I mean, the point seems to be, especially when you look down the list of names that they purged, many of them they admitted were done basically by mistake. The point was the purge. I mean, it wasn't that any one of these figures is particularly offensive or terrible or heinous. They were just out there looking for people to erase and get rid of. And that's how they ultimately ended up with people like Washington and Paul Revere, even if they only had a cursory understanding or description of who these people really were.
What is cancel culture? I mean, why are we seeing all this? And by the way, your book was copyrighted, as I recall, 2019, and that was before what happened last year, 2020, where we saw a spate of statue topplings. I mean, it was just, you know, it was mind-blowing how many statues they were going after.
I think it really is about controlling, I think, what they want to see as the truth or the narratives. I think what was very interesting about this interview is when this Gabriela Lopez was called out on the mistakes that were made, she essentially accused the reporter of undermining the themes and the message, that the narrative ultimately was more important than the truth. And I think that a lot of this kind of cancel culture, the war on history, is for those who wish to shape reality around them. They want to cancel parts of history that they think makes people uncomfortable, or they want to simply purge because they want to set what the truth is in their kind of future utopian society. And I think this leads to a lot of ugliness. We've seen this with regimes in the past. We saw this during the French Revolution. We saw this during the times of communism, the revolution of 1917 and the Soviet Union. This is where ultimately tyrannies go. They simply wish to erase the past, erase anything that might lead people to different answers about the world around them. And I think it really is about controlling the hearts and minds of the American people so that they have no longer even the ability to seek the truth. They are simply given the answers already. And I think that's a scary thing for the future of America.
Is there any link to Marxism in all this?
There's absolutely a link to Marxism. I mean, even the tactics themselves are very much Marxist. And I think that's a really scary thing. I think that's why so many people, when they think about the rise of socialism in America, they don't just think about economic redistribution. They think about the realities of socialism and Marxism, which is tyranny. You live under a tyrannical regime in which the only people who do well are those who are connected to those who are in power and those who tell everybody else what the truth is. And this is really a departure from what America was built on. I think that's a large part why you see the most prominent great Americans of our history who have much to teach our generation being purged and erased. They're telling us essentially you can no longer celebrate men like Washington and Lincoln. Don't even bother learning from these men. Don't listen to their ideas. Don't believe in the country that they built. And that's an ugly thing.
It is an ugly thing. And the thing that's so amazing, too, is if you compare worldviews, let's say, the Judeo-Christian tradition that built America, okay, in contrast, let's say, with Marxism and the nations where Marxism had full sway, people try to leave these countries. Let's put it this way. Here in America, we have this wall. Trump tried to build it longer. Biden seems to not care if that wall continues or not. But bottom line is, we build a wall to keep illegal people from coming in, unless they, play by the rules and so forth, and they could be immigrated legally. But in the meantime, the communists were building walls to prevent their own people from leaving that country. I mean, that's like night and day, but it's the difference between, honestly, conservatism and Christianity versus Marxism and socialism.
It is. And I think what I think is really scary, and I think it's part of their tactics, I think they ultimately try to prevent people from leaving. I mean, just look at some of the tactics now when you talk about what's happening in schools around the country and how much they hate the idea of school choice or homeschooling. And there are plenty of studies that show that the outcomes are much better for students in the situation. But what it represents to them is a loss of control. They know that they control many school boards and school districts around the country. They want control over the minds of young people. They don't want anybody to get anything that's an alternative to the message that they want every single American to believe in, whether it's true or not. And I think that's why, obviously, I believe so strongly in homeschooling. I believe in school choice and these alternatives, and why there's going to be such a ferocious war over this, especially right now when our education system, especially our public education system, is really under siege and has created many follies of its, you know, that it's damaged it, especially in the last year.
It is amazing. I guess in some ways, this is all part of they're trying to have a revolution, in effect, to dismantle the effects of quote-unquote white supremacy.
Well, that's what they call it. And everything that they oppose is listed as white supremacy. If you're not with them, you're against them. And I think that's really much, very much a part of their worldview. It doesn't matter if it actually is white supremacy. They've overlapped. You know, if you believe in a tax cut at this point, it's considered white supremacy. And that's really where this is going. And I think that's how it very much mimics Marxist ideology of class war. You're either for the working class or you're against the working class. And there's really no grounds for any difference there. And I think that's really where it's going. I think it's only accelerated in the past year. The war on history is not just about the long past. It's not just about these figures. It's about the here and the now. It's about shaping what our future is going to be. And that's why this battle is so ferocious and so important.
The ink dried when your book went to press in, 2019, right? Okay, the ink dried. Sure. Would you have thought that just a year later that some 200 statues in America would be toppled, vandalized, you know, et cetera? And by the way, do you know who the number one target was of all the historical statues that were toppled? Christopher Columbus, the man who kind of bridged the gap from the old world, you know, Europe, the European nations, to the new world.
That doesn't surprise me. It is, of course, the speed at which this has happened. I think to a large extent the coronavirus, the pandemic, and many of the changes that happened this year accelerated that process. But I think this was coming, whether people saw it happening as quickly as it did. This was all coming. It's out in the open now. This has been developing over a generation. Younger people, especially millennials, were often taught with the histories of Howard Zinn, a radical historian that tried to repudiate America's past. And the generation of Zinn has now grown up. Now they sit on school boards. Now they control the education establishment in this country. And I think we're seeing the fruits of that. And I do hope that the events of the last year will provoke many Americans to see this as a great crisis for our country. I mean, this is really where the battle lines are drawn. Are we still standing by 1776? Are we standing by the long tradition and heritage of this country? Or are we repudiating it? Are we going to attack it and demolish it? And that's really the question that's been put to Americans right now. And we have a duty, essentially, to ensure that the great traditions that have sustained us and given us a free society live on to the next generations.
Amen. Jarrett Stepan, thanks so much for being with us again. What is the name of your website within the Daily Signal website within Heritage Foundation?
Well, you can find my work at dailysignal.com. You can find it on our – we also have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter page. You can also check out my Twitter Twitter handle, @JarrettStepman.
Okay. Thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you very much.